Now for my question. I will ask Mr. Bingley. She smiled at him. Why did you choose to come into our neighbourhood? Will you answer truthfully, or will you forfeit and take a penance, sir?
While I would not mind such a penance as I am sure you would be willing to give, he said as he looked towards Miss Bennet, I see no harm in telling you the truth. Unlike my friend here, who has a large estate and no family hindrances to doing just about anything he wishes, all my father passed to me was wealth. So I came here in search of an estate where I can settle and possibly have a family of my own. The way he looked to the eldest Bennet sister could not be mistaken for anything except a declaration. It is now my turn, and I will ask of Miss Bennet. Do you give your affections easily, leaving in your wake many broken hearts? Will you answer truthfully, or will you forfeit and take a penance? Her cheeks began to flame, but she replied softly, In truth, I have only given my heart once, and I hope to never have it broken. He replied barely above a whisper, I hope so as well. Elizabeth took a moment to look at Mr. Darcy's face, but she could not tell what he was thinking. It was now Jane's turn to ask a question, and she decided to get Elizabeth back for teasing her yesterday, so she asked something she knew her sister would never answer. Elizabeth, I will ask of you, what exactly did happen to the kittens that disappeared when you were 12? Will you answer truthfully, or will you forfeit and take a penance? Elizabeth gave her sister a knowing look, and defiantly replied, I would rather kiss a pig than answer that. So tell me what my penance is. Jane could not help but chuckle at her sister. Well, we do not have a pig, but perhaps a kiss to one of these fine gentlemen will do.
Oh, you must insist she kissed Mr. Darcy, Bingley urged with enthusiasm.
I believe I will. Thank you, sir. She looked to her sister. A kiss to Mr. Darcy shall be your penance. Jane! I cannot. You already admitted that it will not be your first, Lydia added. With a huff, she stood. As you wish. She quickly walked over to the man and leaned down, her lips meeting his cheek and tingling from its unshaven roughness. In a flash, she was back, sitting between her sisters, refusing to look at the gentleman across from her. Darcy did not say anything, but the blush he wore told anyone willing to see that he was not unaffected by her action.